Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mommy, the woman who pees her pants more than any toddler I know.
Rachel.
Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Now that you've shared that intimate detail of my life.
You pee your pants a lot. It's just a normal thing.
No, only when I laugh really hard or sneeze really hard.
And we're a happy comedic family. So you pee your pants a lot. We have a mascot.
We do.
My mom's gonna go grab it. Someone sent my mom a dancing chicken. Have we named him?
No, but he does a song.
So she's gonna let you listen to the song.
Just part of the song.
Okay.
Name that song, Rachel.
And
then it does, if you grab it by the neck, it says, there you go.
That is terrifying.
I love him.
That's terrifying.
Yes.
All right. Well, now that we've done that.
And adorable at the same time.
Okay. By the way, I told my mom this. I found the Museum of Failure. By accident.
And we need... Oh, I didn't... It was by accident.
Yeah, I was going to JoJo's birthday party at Dave and Buster's, and I walked past it, and I was like, a museum of failure! And I started freaking out, and
you
then...
You sent me a picture.
Yeah. But I couldn't stay and get a lot of pictures, because my group that I was with decided to not wait for me.
Oh,
so
rude.
I had to run ahead.
All right, well, we're going to go there in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I don't know what holidays is today, because I didn't look it up.
Somebody said something. I saw it on there. What is it? Strawberries and cream, something like that.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
happy Strawberry and Creams Day. We're recording it on the day. We procrastinated this podcast until Monday, so as soon as we're done recording, I'm uploading it.
I could eat some strawberries right now.
I could too. I love strawberries.
I love strawberries.
They're so good.
Delish.
Pineapple and strawberries. Good mango. That's some good stuff. Today on my mom's tray, she has two trays. She has two trays. The one that is sitting in front of me has a children's songbook.
Well, I'm hiding the music from you for later.
Okay.
And
then Blaze, no, that's not
your chicken. Blaze, no.
Blaze is trying to eat
jump
our mascot.
Over me.
Blaze, outside. Blaze, outside. No, he's not going to listen to us. And then on her other tray, she has her phone, inhaler, glasses, tea, Altoid mints, and key lime pie lip balm.
Well, you know, the key lime pie lip balm and the Altoids were given to me by someone who sent them in the fan mail. Wasn't that sweet?
That's so nice. Everyone's sending you things.
I don't know why.
You are so
they're
popular.
So
you got
no.
I got a chicken, a dancing chicken. You got Altoids.
It's
got
all
lip balm
for the podcast, though. So it's all for the podcast.
Well, it's for you.
Yes, but I'm only going to use those at the podcast.
Why? You can use them at other times
because
and places.
They're special. I'm using them only on our special podcast day.
All right. Whatever you say, Mom. All right. Let's start with the news. We're starting with the sad thing, which is the Santa Fe shooting.
No.
10 dead, 10 injured.
No.
I didn't know what to tweet or anything. I feel like I've said everything that needs, that I should, I don't even know.
Just heartbreaking.
It's just heartbreaking, and I'm just so upset that nothing's being done to stop it. And it just keeps happening. Because I saw a thing. It was like deadliest shooting since February. I was like, that, should be... that is a few months ago. What do you mean since? Like, since should means like 10 years. You don't want
to go longer.
Yes. Like, it shouldn't be just a few since since yesterday. Like, come on.
Right.
That's just, something needs to be done at this point. Yeah. Try anything.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. Just try it. Then we'll move on to something else, which
Let's
is,
do it.
This is old news already, but okay. The Laurel and Yanny.
Oh, the first one.
You hear Laurel?
No, I hear the other one.
Yanny,
that's the one I heard.
When I first heard it, I heard Yanny.
Yes.
And then I listened to someone mess around with
yes.
it.
Yes.
And then now from now on, I hear Laurel.
Oh, no, I heard somebody messing with it, and I either clearly hear one or the other.
Oh, so now I just hear Laurel. But it's because of the frequencies.
Yes.
Yanny is at a higher frequency, Laurel's at a lower, so whichever one your brain tunes into, that's what you hear.
And also how they recorded it. Is that not true? I don't know.
Well, it's actually two recordings put on top of each other at a different frequency.
Ah.
That's okay. What it is.
Tricky.
What is it? Green Needle or Brainstorm? That one?
No.
It's another one where you could hear what you want to hear.
No way.
It's really
bizarre.
What
is it again? Say it again.
Brainstorm or Green Needle?
Brainstorm or Green Needle.
Yeah, I don't have it for you right now. I'll play it for you
after.
I'm
going to have to look for it later.
Because that one is actually pretty cool. Because that one, it's no one's right or wrong because you can hear both depending on which one you want to hear.
Okay.
All right. Now, this thing I don't know much about, but it destroyed the news, and that's why no one's talking about the shooting anymore, is the royal wedding.
I saw part of it. Yes,
I did not watch it. Did you watch it?
Not live. I saw little highlights of it after.
I didn't see the point in watching it live or watching it at all. I hate weddings with a burning passion. So
it was very interesting to see her bring her background and her history to this very...
Her mom is the first
yeah.
a parent, an African-American parent of, what is it? Wait, hold on. I wrote it down. Of a British royal family.
Yeah.
A member of the British royal family. So yeah. That's great.
Yeah, but in the wedding, they incorporated some of her past.
Oh, that's cool.
So that I thought that was pretty neat. Pretty neat.
I heard that nothing the queen can do is illegal to her.
To who?
The queen.
Oh.
I read that and we're talking about the royal family. So
really?
Anything she does is not considered illegal.
That's just can't be. That can't
She's
be
the
a
queen.
Real thing.
There's no one above her.
God.
Okay, listen. Those were in the comments. Y'all are ruining the fun.
I ruined the fun?
Yes, you just ruined the fun.
That's not ruining
but
fun.
But there's something I did read that I thought was cool is Harry and Meghan gave their flowers to hospice patients. You know,
aww.
All the flowers after, like, a wedding, what do you do with them? Some people, you know, they just gave them to hospice patients. Blaze, you can't have our mascot. Stop whining about it.
He's not taking his eyes off of it.
No. You just gave him a chicken. did you hear this? The Obamas. You know them.
Mm-hmm.
Barack
know
and
them.
Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Good friends. Miss them. They just signed a multi-year deal with Netflix.
Really?
I don't quite know what it's
going to
be. Documentaries, some scripted. I have no idea.
Wow.
But they just signed a huge deal with Netflix, and I'm excited to see what comes of it.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I
don't get it. Blaze, you can't have a chicken.
Should I remove the chicken from the room?
You can remove the chicken from the room.
The chicken from the room.
I will
Rachel,
talk
keep
about
the
next.
Happy?
I always keep the people happy. Mom, you can't have it go off. Now he's going to jump up
Ooh.
On you. What?
Slobber.
Oh, slobber. He's going to get you. He's going to get you, Mom. My mom is hiding the chicken in a closet now. There.
Oh,
it's hidden.
It's history.
Now he's just going to scratch at the closet. Anyway, I've read this. They created a concrete that heals itself because they put bacteria in it.
That makes sense.
I don't know. There was a video I was supposed to watch, but it was too long of a video and I didn't want to watch it. But from the headline, you know, being a really good journalist that I am, I only read the headline and did not read any further.
Whoops.
But apparently, they just put some bacteria in some concrete and now after a time when it like breaks or whatever, it can heal itself.
I don't know. Is that real news?
I think it's real. It was on
wow.
Twitter.
Oh, Rachel.
Therefore, it has to be real, right?
No, not even.
Oh, hush.
Maybe it was good bacteria, not bad bacteria.
Yeah, there is good and bad.
That's true.
Yeah. Yogurt, good bacteria.
Yes.
Whenever I had to take antibiotics for anything, my mom would make me eat yogurt so I wouldn't get a yeast infection.
Any kind.
Any
yeah.
kind. Because, ladies, just so you know, if you take antibiotics, you're at a higher risk of getting a vagina infection. I was about to say frunny. Frunny is what my mom used to call girls' vaginas, which she still does. But So eat your yogurt when you're taking antibiotics, just so you know, because you have good
bacteria
in your vagina. So when you take antibiotics,
you're stripping your body. Yeah. Of
hey, alcohol. Dogs outside. I got two dogs roughhousing inside. This is a mess. Usually my dad takes the dogs on a walk, but he's at work because we put this off till Monday. All right. Last bit of news I have for today is that Starbucks sent out an email to their employees that says anybody that enters Starbucks is a customer. Whether they paid for food or not, whether they're just there to use the restroom, they're a customer. Therefore, they can't be kicked out.
There we go.
And then I saw a bunch of people being like, well, now there's just going to be a bunch of people in Starbucks and us paying customers aren't going to have a place to stand, blah, 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 blah. I don't think they realize that this has to do with the whole incident of Starbucks just kicking two black men out for no reason whatsoever.
Right.
So Starbucks has They did something. They've got something. So that's it. And then I have my relatable tweet for the day or the week. It's the week.
Oh, let's hear it.
This girl named HG, that's mm-hmm. what her Twitter handle is. Said,
happy
girls,
girl. Maybe it stands for happy girl.
Happy, maybe. Or.
Well, let's hear the tweet first.
Well, okay. She said, girls who can curl their hair with a straightener are the elite. I can't even curl my hair with a curler.
Colleen does it.
Colleen can do it. I do not understand how it's done.
No, me either.
Outside dogs. Outside dogs. If you guys could see what is happening. Oh, Cinderella's trying to take it outside. I can't do it with a straightener.
Me either.
I can barely straighten my hair. That's a lie. Straightening's pretty easy. But my arm gets so tired.
I know. Struggle.
I need a haircut.
You don't ever have to do anything with your hair. You have like perfect hair.
Thank you. You birthed me.
I did.
So this is your fault or your happy accident. Do you have any news for today, Mom?
Fail. No, I had a great time this weekend with my grandkids. So that's where my brain still kind of is.
Oh, yeah. What'd you guys do? Any highlights?
Everything. Went to the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History. Made popsicles.
Okay. You missed the part. She was complaining earlier that half of it was closed down.
Well, that's okay. Things have to happen to make things better sometimes.
There you go.
Renovations.
Construction. It gets a lot worse before it gets better.
It was free, so.
Okay. Shout out to Natural History Museum of Santa Barbara.
Every third Sunday of the month.
It's free.
But only through September through April.
This is a very short time frame.
It is. It's the school year, basically.
So the summer you got to pay full price?
Full price.
Blaze is back in here. There is no chicken in here for you. Get to getting.
Now he wants my mints.
He doesn't like mints. He's cute. Anyway, that's all the news I have. And that's all the news you have is that you played with some kids.
Not just some kids.
No, yeah. Your grandkids. They're the best kids in the world.
Yes.
The happy kids.
Happy kids. All right, then let's. The happy tots. You just sneezed all over. I have snail tracks on my legs now.
Whenever a dog slobbers on my mom, she calls it snail tracks.
Doesn't that look like a snail crawled across my leg?
It does. But also, isn't that what you call inside a girl's underwear?
Rachel.
You almost called it Colleen because it was so gross that I said it that only Colleen would say.
Stop.
What? Discharge is normal, and okay. I think, girl, what?
Okay, just finish what you're going to say, because you're going to say it anyway.
I think that girls need to know, little girls, discharge, look like snot-looking stuff in your underwear is very normal,
yes.
And I think a lot of girls don't know that, so they're very confused, mm-hmm. And I want them to know discharge is normal.
It is.
And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, but I call this snail tracks on my pants, okay. Not the other thing.
The other thing, you have it too, Mom.
I'm an old lady.
Does it dry up? See?
Rachel!
I don't know because no one talks about this.
These are things I will talk to you in the privacy of my own home.
You are in your own home. I drove to Santa Barbara for this. The least you could do is educate the children. It's mainly girl listeners.
Girl listeners. I couldn't tell what you said.
It's mainly girl listeners. Okay. They need to know. I just hate this. We're finally starting to talk about periods. So girls are kind of more comfortable with that.
True.
With it.
But see, I guess if they're listening, they're old enough to listen, huh?
Yeah.
They're not like 8.
Because you had a very open relationship with me all growing
Absolutely.
Up. Any question I had, and there were things where you're like, hey, by the way,
yep.
In case you have questions about this but aren't asking. But there are a lot of moms who don't do that.
This is true.
And we have a platform and I'm comfortable talking about it.
Well, then in the beginning, we should say this is going to be about girl issues.
Well, see, I didn't. It just
preface
came to my head.
Preface it.
Why preface it? We're not using foul language.
No, we are not.
We're not talking about something we shouldn't.
True.
It's a bodily function.
It is.
It's like burping.
Okay, but sometimes there's a time and a place.
The podcast is the time and the place. This is my podcast, and I say it's up for discussion.
Okay.
All right. See, your uncomfortableness is what I'm trying to get rid of in this world.
Not with you, but
I'm... Why can't the world talk about it?
They can, but what if some moms want to tell their children? Maybe this can open up the line of discussion between children and their mommy.
If someone is old enough to figure out how to listen to this podcast, they're old enough to where their mom should have already talked to them about this.
Or they could go to their mom and talk to about it now.
Yes.
Okay.
Be like, Mom. All right. These people were talking about discharge. What?
And her mother will be, what are you listening to?
And, you know.
And then maybe the mom will listen.
Yeah.
There
listen,
we go.
Moms, talk to your kids, both the women and the men, of yes. the boys and girls. I think boys need to learn about it, too.
Absolutely.
We have to learn about penises.
Yes.
They should learn about vaginas.
Yes.
Periods aren't bad.
No.
Discharge is not bad.
No.
That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Also, there's a clit involved. No one really knows that.
Rachel, I keep trying to call you
okay, Colleen. I know, because it's Rachel. So gross and out of line.
Just
it's not gross.
Stop.
All right, let's play a game.
Edit that out.
Nope. The game we're playing, I had a lot of fun last week when we played Finish That Lyric. So
oh,
I want to play it again.
Okay.
Okay, but my mom apparently has a hard time remembering the tune of a song. So hers are going to be played on the recorder.
Yes.
And I'm just going to sing mine.
Yes.
So let's start with mine.
Okay. And I apologize in advance.
Yeah, I apologize too.
Go ahead, okay. Rachel.
And every time it rains. And don't you know which cloud contains?
Pennies from heaven.
For you and me.
There you
pennies
go.
Pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven.
Yeah.
I didn't do the scatting in the middle.
That's okay.
Every time it rains.
Pennies from heaven.
And don't you know which cloud contains?
Pennies from heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good song.
I knew
song.
That one.
I figured you would. The last time you did a bad job, so I wanted you to get them this time.
I didn't quite get them.
All right, Mom.
Don't look at my music.
My mom apparently knows how to play recorder.
Not well.
So she is going to play
but
the recorder.
Believe it or not, it'll sound better than my voice. So
hold on. You might want to step away from the mic.
Oh, okay. Sorry, people.
Theme song?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, Blaze is now licking my mother. He liked it.
He's biting my elbow.
Look at he liked it.
You got that one.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you're next.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking
mighty fine with her finger in her thumb. No, I can't remember.
Whoa! She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb.
See, I got a lot
she
of
was
it.
Looking mighty fine with her finger and her thumb.
Okay, so I get half point for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Yeah,
it was Smash
yeah,
Mouth. How did you not
Smash
know that one?
I did know that one. I used to walk many, many miles listening to Smash Mouth.
I know. Mouth. All right. What's your next recording?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't played this one, so sorry. Wait, that's not the right
what
one.
What was that?
Sorry.
That was the most random thing.
No, you know it. You know it.
I know this?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do it one more time.
Okay.
Without messing up. Maybe. Oh, people on the podcast, I can hear them clicking off now.
Oh, God is bigger than the
boogeyman.
Oh, the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla, and the monster is on TV.
You got it.
The little asparagus sang that in VeggieTales.
VeggieTales. You got it.
That is
you
a good one. All right, I have one more for you.
Okay, okay, perfect.
Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready.
I'm just giving you a little intro, and then you got to take it the rest of the way.
Oh, good grief. All right.
I like big butts.
And I cannot lie.
You other brothers can't deny.
When an itty-bitty thing walks in and something, something, something. We're not... Yeah,
we're not. Yeah,
we're
we'll
done.
End it. We'll end it. Oh, I'm so glad you went along with that one. That made me so happy.
It's a catchy tune, but it's a little.
It is. It's
risque.
A little. I know every word to that.
It's a little risque.
I used to know every word to every song.
Mm-hmm.
Anything before 2009. It was 2009 and before I memorized everything. And then once I got to college, I was done.
Yeah.
So now I know no lyrics to anything. Also, I feel like songs now are harder to hear what they're saying.
I agree with you. And back in the day when I had cassette tapes, you got this little fold-out thing and it had all the words. And I'd read all the words when they sang it.
Really?
And then I heard it and read it and then it was in my head.
They gave you the lyrics?
Yeah, the lyrics were written on...
That's so smart.
On album cover sleeves. On the sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And on little cassette, the fold-out papers that came with it.
I am burping so much right now, and it tastes delicious.
It was that veggie sandwich you had.
Yeah. I think that when you buy songs on iTunes, they should put the lyrics in the... Like, you know how they give it album art? And there used to be a thing where you slide over, and you could put the lyrics if you wanted to. They should put the lyrics in there.
You have to look them up separate. It's just...
I know. They should just put them in there.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It would be really nice.
Come on, iTunes. Get on that. Gosh,
come on.
Rude. Well, I apologize if that hurt anyone's ears, my singing or my mother's recording. But you know what? Deal with it. Okay, Mom.
Yes.
We're going on to questions.
Okay.
And I want to see your take on this one. Hear your take on it. Not see it. I can't see your take. I can hear it.
Okay.
Did you hurt yourself there?
I'm good.
Did you kick the table?
I did kick the coffee table.
You good? You need a kiss?
I'm good.
Okay. Athena says, do you think honesty is the best policy?
Yes.
I will say most of the time.
Yes. That's there what I was going to say mostly.
Yes. There are a few times in which a little white lie would do everyone a lot better.
There are some things you don't need to be gut-wrenching honest about because you just don't need to be.
Yeah.
You can say what you need to say in a different way without...
Exactly.
Right.
Or also, you know, yeah, that was a good meal.
Sure.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun here.
You know,
thanks for the invite.
You know what I do with Dad? If I make a meal that's different than our normal ones, he doesn't have to say, oh, that was really great for my feelings. I'll say, is this a repeater?
Yes.
And he'll go, it was really good this time, but no, you don't need to make it again. It's okay.
Yeah.
And he says it in a nice way.
Exactly.
And it doesn't hurt my feelings because I asked.
In the grand scheme of life, yes, honesty is the best policy.
Yes.
But there are times when, you know, what is the frame? You something the truth. You paint. You.
What is that phrase?
What is it?
What is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Should I Google it?
I don't know how to Google that.
What are you trying to say?
You something the truth. You whitewash. No.
Oh.
You drain. You water down. What is it?
Watercolor? I don't know.
Crayon the truth. You something the truth. What is it?
I don't know.
I know there's someone listening making fun of us because I can't think of this.
Probably. I'm just looking up little white lies and that's all I see.
Yeah, but little. Anyway.
You color the truth? No?
What
that
is
doesn't
that
sound right.
phrase? Someone tweet it to us.
Please do.
At ATI Podcast.
I was going to go check to see if they tweeted it. We're not live.
No, we are not live.
I'm telling you.
Because I don't know how to do that. Oh, God. Okay. But yeah, a little white lie. Sprinkle the... What is the...
I don't know.
It's going to bug me. It's going to bug me. Anyway, we'll move on because this isn't entertaining for anyone for me trying to remember a phrase. But my mom is... You are the same as me. We're so stubborn that we can't get off of it.
Read the next one.
Okay, come on. Okay. Rhiannon says, any Netflix recommendations? Obviously, Haters Back Off, but...
Haters Back Off season one and season two.
Yeah. Well, when you recommend a show, you're usually recommending all seasons.
But sometimes it doesn't play right after and you want to see the second season right
after. It doesn't.
After.
It always plays right after. You know what I have a problem with?
Tell me.
Hulu. Okay.
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say. Go.
Okay. So we watch something and then it starts to randomly roll into some random show.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't want to watch this. And I click off.
You can click that off so that doesn't happen.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I know something Rachel doesn't.
Because
on
listen, because then it thinks that I watched that show and then it's in my show list and it's constant. It just wants me to watch it so bad that even if I'm like, I have Bob's Burgers, I have Archer, I have all these things up to watch, like Modern Family, New Girl.
Yes.
And they won't play into that.
Oh.
They play into this stupid show that I'm like, I don't want to watch that. I've never wanted to watch that. But because it keeps playing right afterwards, it keeps being like, oh, you keep going back to that show. I'm like, no, Hulu, you keep bringing me back to that show. And I try to delete it from my thing, and it won't.
Would you like a mint, Rachel?
No, I'm very upset.
Very
and my
upset.
Agent's calling me, but he can wait.
And I'm going to tell you something, and I'm very sorry to tell you this. It's not Hulu that you can click that off of. It's YouTube. Sorry.
I told you. I told you because I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
Yeah.
And it makes me so mad because I don't want to watch that show. And every time it plays into it, it brings it back up to my watch list. I'm like, I've never in my entire life wanted to watch that show. And I don't want to give it my view because then people will think it's a good show. And then people think I watched that show. I don't want people thinking I watched that bad show.
No.
Get out of my show listing.
I'm sorry. I was so excited when I figured out how to do it on YouTube. Man, that I thought it was for everything.
I did not think I was going to get that passionate about
that. You got a little passionate.
Also, another thing with Hulu, I'm mad at Hulu. When I'm on, it won't let me.
No, doggy. Sorry.
Please. It won't let me watch Hulu on my laptop.
That's how I watch?
But, like, I go to it, and it's like, who's watching? But it's like, only my account. It's only Rachel. So I click, and it won't let me click on it. And so when last time I was on the road, I needed to watch something to fall asleep, and there was nothing on Netflix because I've watched everything. I had to create a second account on my account.
Really?
So it was Rachel, and then on the road. And then now, it let me go through it that one time, and now it still won't do it. I click, and I'm clicking, and I'm mother effing clicking, and nothing
you're
goes.
You're paying for Hulu. You need to
them. But that would require effort.
But you're paying for it.
I know. But on Netflix, my recommendation, because I didn't actually give one, I just binge-watched Episodes with Matt LeBlanc. Have you seen
really?
It?
No, I haven't.
I think I enjoyed it more than an average Joe because it had to do with Hollywood industry and stuff. Mm-hmm. And seeing Christopher and Colleen going through all that stuff while creating Haters was hilarious to me. Because I talked to Christopher about it and he was like, yeah. Because I'd tell him stuff I saw in Episodes and he'd be like, yeah. Yeah. Oh. So I personally love it. I would suggest it. It's a little raunchy. It was on, I think it was on Showtime originally. Mm-hmm. So they use some foul language.
Oh, just in your head, hear Mama B going, bad word. Oh my God. And don't repeat it.
Don't repeat it. But I thought it was a really good show. I really liked it.
Episodes, is that what you call it?
It's called Episodes. It's with Matt LeBlanc and it's 5 seasons long.
Gotcha.
And I thought it was really well done.
That means no housework will get done. No sewing will get done.
Yeah, it's definitely something you binge watch.
But I will be still feeding the chickens.
That's fine. Yeah, I binge watched. I think it took me about a week to get through it all. You know, I had other things to do. Nathaniel wants to know, what are the softest animals we've ever touched? I'm going to say baby rabbit.
Oh, wait. At the Museum of Natural History, I pet something yesterday. Let me think.
Oh, God. What?
What was it? Bailey had me pet
Everything
it?
Is dead there.
Yes, it is.
So but you pet a dead thing.
It was the pelt, just the fur of it.
Oh.
They didn't kill them. They were found in the wild and they cleaned them up and let the children feel these.
You know this
animals.
For a fact? Or are you just making this up?
I'm not making this up.
You're smiling. You're doing the mom thing. You're white lying.
No, I'm not.
Mom, honesty is the best policy.
I can't remember what critter it was, and it was so
I will say
this, soft.
The softest thing I've ever felt was a baby bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Those are soft.
Bunnies are pretty soft. Pretty soft. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember. It was yesterday.
It was like a little tiny thing?
No, it was a long...
It was a long thing.
It was, you know, about as long as my arm.
I love how you do things. As she did the, you know, and then held out her hands, but you guys can't see that. No. So about as long as your arm?
Mm-hmm. And it was so soft.
All right. Let's
I'm going to ask Bailey. Next podcast is going to be The Little White Lie, other term, the softest animal in the world. And a disclaimer at the beginning, you're going to learn some anatomy things.
But then the anatomy things are just off the top of my head. I don't plan that.
Well, okay.
Should we put a rating on this?
No.
All right.
We're good.
Well, so the softest things I've ever felt is a baby bunny. And the softest thing my mom...
No, the softest thing that I've ever felt is my babies, all four of my baby's skin.
It's just an animal.
Oh. Okay.
And my mom doesn't know the name of the thing that's the softest thing she's ever felt.
I can't remember what it was, and I was shocked that
you know what
so
I'm
soft.
Excited for around Christmas time? Obviously Christmas.
Snowman.
Yes, but all the blankets they have on display, and then you stick your hands in the middle of them, and it's so soft and warm
so
and delicious.
Soft.
That I love that every year. So
and they're always too hot for Santa Barbara, but
yeah,
we
but
get them anyway.
They feel so good.
Yep.
And then Jode wants to know if we have any more life hacks, because blowing her nose in the shower was life changing. Oh wow, my fuck, that one got her.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Do you have any life hacks?
Yeah, she'd spring these things on me. That's not how my brain works anymore.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. A life hack. I don't know.
Oh, I have a thing. It's not a life hack. It's just something people should know. Don't store your milk in the door of the fridge.
But some refrigerators now, the door is just as cold as the rest.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. So if you have an older fridge.
An older fridge, don't store milk in the door.
Yes. I'm trying to think of a life hack that I know. Trent, do you have any life hacks?
Trent's here.
He's just
say really loud.
Hi.
There we go. Trent says hi. A life hack. I see a lot on YouTube and Facebook, and they're never good because I trust them out.
Yeah.
And they always suck.
Or it's too much effort.
So much effort.
Right.
So much effort. Like,
right.
Those hard-boiled egg things that I tried an As Seen on TV product called the egglet.
Yes, I saw
that. You break open an egg and then you boil it, and then you have a hard-boiled egg with no shell.
Yes.
That was just as much effort and also kind of weird, and then I had to wash the egglets afterwards.
Ew.
It was not good.
No.
I'm trying to think of any other life hacks I know.
Did
you know that lotion gets off makeup? I didn't know this.
Lotion takes off makeup?
Yeah.
Yes, my face moisturizer takes the makeup off so well.
Oh.
I put it on a Q-tip and I go ding, ding, ding.
Like if you have like running eye mascara and stuff and you don't have like makeup remover, just use a little lotion on a tissue. That gets rid of it.
Moisturizer, lotion, same.
I've used my hair to floss my teeth.
That would work in a pinch.
It works in a pinch. If you just eaten an apple and you got it stuck in there and it hurts. Also, if you just have something like something black in your tooth or whatever, you know, folded
it's
up
not,
piece of paper corner.
It's not going to work with like corn on the cob. You just need dental floss for that.
If you know how sometimes you just eat something and it's just stuck in there and you're nowhere near home, you don't have dental floss, you don't have anything that can get in there, just do the thing where you kind of like brush your hair with your hands. I have a piece of hair in my hand right here.
You do. She does.
I do. And then you just
stick it in there and floss away.
It's not, I don't think it's good.
I heard a life hack. You take dental floss, since we're speaking of dental floss, and you cut the top. You know when you bake a cake and it rises above the pan?
Yeah.
But you need it flat, so when you flip it out, it sits flat on the cake pan.
Okay.
Or the plate.
Sure, we'll act like a bake.
You take dental floss, you go, use like saw it across the top of the
She is
cake.
Trying so hard to describe her hand motions. It's my favorite thing.
And it's supposed to cut it straight across. Well, it didn't work very well.
Also, yes. There's...
Well, you don't want to use mint.
No, I was about to say,
that would
just make a minty, chocolatey cake.
No, I just found if I use a really long knife, that
works. I feel like a knife would cut something better than dental floss.
But they make it in the pictures. They make it look so easy to get that dental
floss. Of course
floss
they do.
There.
Every video thing in the world.
You know what? I think they maybe already cut that cake and then put the dental floss in. Just to
they just want to get the views. They just want to get these life hack views.
Perhaps.
All right. I think we gave some life hacks, didn't we?
Not many. I think we hemmed and hawed around enough that...
You know what? I gave my hair flossing thing. I'm just trying to think of something that is as enjoyable as blowing your nose in the shower.
You know, that's something I don't like doing.
You don't like doing that?
No, I don't. I don't know why, but I don't.
I picked my nose yesterday and I lost the booger and I couldn't find it.
Oh, did Blaze find it?
No, I don't know. I was in my car. Trent just smacked his head and shook it. Listen, I was in my car. I picked it and I was like, oh, that's a big booger. And I looked down at my finger and it was gone. And I looked around and it was gone. And it was dry. And I looked in the mirror. Maybe it got caught on my nose. I lost that booger. May it rest in peace.
In your car somewhere. You'll find it.
Ew, I don't want to find it.
Well, if you'd used a tissue, it'd be in the tissue.
I didn't have a tissue and I don't want to use a tissue. I don't want to use a tissue. Is there snail tracks on your towel?
There's snail tracks on my towel where my mints and my lip gloss and my inhaler are.
He just took over your whole stations today, didn't he?
Move it. There we
go.
All
right. Oh, Blaze, I love him. All right.
So now I'm going to have to think of a life hack for next week that I use. Because all week long I'm going to be, oh, I should have said this. Oh, I should have said that.
But also there's a lot of things I do that I don't realize other people don't do.
Right.
And I can't give an example right now. My mom gave me birdseed to feed Sally.
Yes, what happened?
She didn't eat it. Also, a really sad thing.
Uh-oh.
There was a tiny, itty-bitty dead bird on my sidewalk. I don't think it was Sally's. But
Sally's still there?
Sally's still there. But it looked...
You need a tall ladder and look.
I mean, I don't want to move her.
No. That's true.
Because she's on the nest. But it looked like a bird had just hatched out of its egg, and like maybe a cat got to it and put it on the sidewalk.
Well, no cat can get to your light.
No.
There's nothing around it.
Because it's not like, because Sally never leaves, so I know she's not like she tried to pick it up and fly away with it and then dropped it.
Right.
And it was way too young to have tried to jump out of the nest itself and then somehow ended up on my sidewalk.
I have an idea. You could put your ladder kind of by it and your vloggy on top of it and just let it go and then go in the house.
She does not leave. I'm telling you, she doesn't leave.
She has to eat. She has to poop. She has to.
That bird is always there.
No, is there poop on the ground underneath?
There's a little bit.
That's not enough. She has to
No,
leave.
There's poop in my light. I can see the poop piling up. I'm going to have to get a new light for my front door.
Just clean it.
I don't want to clean it. You come over and clean it.
I'll clean it for you.
All right. But I'm telling you, she didn't eat the bird seed.
I'm sorry. Maybe she prefers something different.
Maybe she's just a robot bird. That doesn't ever leave the nest and doesn't eat poop or drink.
She's one of Christopher's magic birds.
Good. All right. I have one more question for today. And it doesn't really have to do with you. It's more me. But you can chime in.
I love it.
And it's, what do YouTubers put down as their profession on applications?
Professional YouTuber.
See, that's that they asked. Do we put that? No. I think people have landed on digital creator.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
Sometimes people say social media influencer. Sometimes people say YouTuber. The thing is, no matter what you say, questions are going to follow.
They are.
And it's just annoying.
And judgments.
And judgments and confusion. And, well, that sounds easy. I can do that too. Mom, right. What are you doing? She is investigating inside of her pants. Yes, I've embarrassed her. She's laughing. Are you going to pee? She's shaking her head. She's bright red. She's...
Stop.
Stop what? She's crying. Mom, what is it? You're going to pee. What were you doing? She had opened up her pants and, like, looking inside of them.
I put them on backwards.
Did you?
No, but there's a hole in the knee, and I know there's a hole in the other knee, not this knee, so I thought, did I put these on backwards? No, I just have a new hole in that knee. Okay.
God.
Rachel!
What? You were the one not engaging and just looking into your pants. Oh, my God.
For the tag.
No, I'm crying.
Okay.
Oh, dear God. I think that's where we're going to end today, with my mom investigating her pants. I wish you had put them on backwards. Oh, my God, I wish you had put them on backwards.
It's happened.
All right. Well, okay. We have a lot to talk about next week once we look up stuff.
I'm going to make a list.
I don't remember what we talked about. All right. Well, is there anything coming up that we need to remind them about?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. Well... Love you guys. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts, with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.